her daddy was Robert. But
Robert.
What about mom? Let me see. Wait. Mama's. Oh, I forgot what my daddy's name. My mama's father was name. I forgot what his name was.
Mm-hmm. But your mother's name was.
My mother's name was Fisher.
Uh huh.
Fisher. She's a Fisher. Mm-hmm. She was born.
What was her first name?
And I, her name was Annette.
Annette Fisher.
And so as I know what her name was, but after them I didn't know
mm-hmm.
I forgotten what her daddy was name, because
mm-hmm.
her daddy was dead
mm-hmm.
when I was born.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What would you call? You know, on a hog, he has a couple of big teeth.
Tarsus.
If, what kind of noise would a calf make when it's being weaned?
When he wanted to see his mama, he would, what you call it? What if he would, I forgotten what you call it.
He might bleat or something.
Huh?
He might bleat or he might low or something.
He would open his mouth and holler.
Mm-hmm.
And see something like that. It yell.
Might bellow, maybe.
Well, it's something that he do. I forgot what the calf do when they want the mama.
What about a horse might make a noise? He might, a horse might, would he neigh or whinny or something like?
A horse would, no, a mule would. What does the mule do?
He makes kind of a hee-haw.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the mule do. But I don't know what a horse do. Yeah, that's it.
What would you call it? A hen that sits on a nest of eggs.
A setting hen.
What would a place where a hen lives be called?
Huh?
Place where maybe a lot of hens might live, you call it a chicken
farm.
Mm-hmm. And maybe a building made of wood, you might call a chicken
house.
Mm-hmm. Or a chicken coop.
Maybe. A chicken coop, that's just, yeah. Uh-huh. Chicken coop. Or you know, a chicken house.
Uh-huh. What would how big would a chicken house be?
A chicken house would be, take right from that wall there. Right across there, and mm-hmm. right on this way, mm-hmm. according to how many chickens you have.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you build it according to the chickens,
mm-hmm.
like that.
If you ate a chicken, would there be a piece of the chicken that might give you good luck, that you might break?
Say, if they eat a chicken.
Mm-hmm. You might take a bone out of the chicken,
mm-hmm.
and it might be shaped like this, kind of.
That's a pull bone.
Mm-hmm. How would you get good luck from that?
I don't know. Well, I ain't never tried.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's what they used to say. They take a pull bone and put it up somewhere, and it'll stay up there sitting at the time. Then after it dries out or something like that, you take it down and you and somebody catch it like that. And the one who have the part with the point on it, that's the one who wins.
Mm-hmm.
See?
What would you call the inside parts of a chicken that you might eat? Inside parts of a chicken.
The gizzard and the liver.
What about some parts that you might eat, or sometimes you might stuff sausage in from a?
That's pork sausage or beef sausage.
Uh-huh. If it's time to feed you might want to feed the cow and do some work, you might say it's time to do the, you might say it is chore time.
Short thighs or long thighs.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
The long thigh is the one from the knee down to the foot.
Mm-hmm.
And the short thigh is the one from the knee up to the hip.
Yeah.